question from Tushar Vora Prabhu. You said in an earlier question-answer session that we will leave the mind behind in the material world. But don't we have a mind in the spiritual body? Doesn't the spiritual body think? As far as I understand, leaving the material body means covering it, converting it into spiritual mind. Leaving the material mind means converting it into spiritual mind. It's full of spiritual thoughts in detail for devotional service. And taking it to the spiritual world. Is my understanding correct? Answer. Yes, we do have a mind in the spiritual world. And surely the spiritual body thinks. But the spiritual body is characterized by Angani asya sakalendra vrittimanti. Just as Krishna's senses are capable of doing the functions of all the senses. Similarly, there is non-difference between the body, mind and soul for even us in the spiritual world. So, even our mind, we have a mind, but that mind is not made of subtle matter. Nor is our body made of gross matter. The mind is spiritual, the body is spiritual, and the soul of course is spiritual. In fact, there is no difference of substance between the body, mind and soul. There is only a difference of function. And even that functional difference is also not absolute because each part can perform the function of other part, just like Krishna can. So yes, we do have a mind and we do think, but that is done by the spiritual element itself. So leaving the material mind happens when we are transiting from the material world to the spiritual world. The universe is covered by the 8 coverings that also comprise our material body, gross material body. So, are both gross and subtle material bodies. So when we leave the subtle material body behind, that means that as we are crossing through the universe to go back to the spiritual world, the mind that comprises our subtle body merges with the mind element in the universe, in the covering around the universe. The intelligence element merges with the covering of intelligence that is there in the universe, and the false ego element merges with the false ego covering. And then the soul, free from the subtle body, goes back to the spiritual world. And we don't need a material mind to think. In fact, the material mind can't think. It is the soul who thinks. And the soul thinks with its own natural consciousness. But when the soul is in the material world, it uses the material mind to think. But we don't need a material mind in the spiritual world, because the soul has its innate capacity to think. And in fact, the soul that gives the mind the thinking capacity. So what you are saying is a part of sadhana in the material world. In the material world, we try to spiritualize our mind by thinking about Krishna, by redirecting our emotions and desires and aspirations towards Krishna. And in this way, making our material mind spiritualized. But that is in this process of sadhana. At the end, when we become purified, we don't do the sadhana. At that time, we are pure and we actually have our own natural spiritual mind. Thank you.